you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this wonderful Wednesday, July 8th, celebrating the goodness of this day together. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. Oh, looking at our weather forecast, currently it's 58 degrees. I had to grab my sweater this morning, a little chilly, but it's going to warm up to about 76 degrees today, partly cloudy sky. And all week long, in fact, again, maybe this weekend, we went last weekend boating and outdoors. Maybe this weekend we could do some camping and get out and enjoy the great outdoors of Oregon. Whatever you're doing today or whatever you're looking forward to doing this weekend, we're so glad that you bring KSLM along with you. In fact, you may or may not know, we have an app that you can download to your phone and take us anywhere you want to go. And it's so fun for me as I go about my day to listen in and out of all the different shows. And what happened the other day, this was so amazing. What a small world it is. It really is a small world. The other day, so I'm at home, and it's during the Brian Kilmeade show, right? Brian from Fox, and we play him here. And I was listening, and I'm like, wow, I recognize that voice that he's interviewing. And I tune in a little more, and it's Jason Rasberg from, he's the attorney general in South Dakota, a friend of mine, and he's being interviewed about Mount Rushmore and what happened over the weekend and how the media is twisting and turning everything that happened that weekend. And I just love, I love how small the world really is, and I love how connected we can be for the greater good. And for those of you that are listening and those of you that have written in and made suggestions, like my friend Kathy yesterday made a suggestion of a potential person that could come on the show and be interviewed. So excited about that. Thank you for your input, your suggestions, your support, your encouragement. I want to say thank you to our business sponsors that are coming alongside our message here at KSLM Radio, sponsoring our work here. We certainly appreciate that. If you're a business and you're looking at advertising and want it, maybe you want to support a nonprofit. Maybe your business is doing well and you don't really need to advertise for more business, but you'd like to come along a nonprofit who'd like to get their message out, because you know our nonprofits have had some struggles this time getting their message out, and yet the need for their services has not decreased, right? And yet their fundraising efforts that oftentimes go every single month have been hampered because everybody's pocketbook has been affected during this COVID-19. And so if you're a business that would like to come alongside an organization, a nonprofit organization or an event, we'd love to partner you. We've got lots of nonprofits who would love to get their message on the air. So that's just a little food for thought for you on this wonderful Wednesday, you know, in an opportunity to encourage, inspire, engage you with news that you can use. I wanted to bring something to your attention this morning. You know, you don't see this in the mainstream headlines. I don't know why. It's kind of interesting news to me. I'd certainly like to know this as a resident here in Oregon. Have you heard about this? Oregon school districts say white people should vote Democrat to be less racist. They may have broken the law. And this article is by our friend Jeff Reynolds in PJ Media. Yes, school districts in Oregon have published a letter with resources entitled Opportunities for White People in the Fight for Racial Justice. Methods they mention in their easy-to-follow chart include opposing President Trump and vote for and raise money for Democrats and progressive candidates of color. Well, we're going to keep an eye on this, and I don't know why it's not in our mainstream media, but here's the interesting part. The chair of one of these districts right there in Sherwood School District is Patrick Allen. Now, that name may sound familiar to you because his day job is the director of the Oregon Health Authority. Yes, that's the gentleman who's been giving a lot of these press conferences and things on behalf of the Oregon Health Authority. So there's some things to keep an eye on. We're going to certainly keep our eye on this. And I think certainly in all of this, and my goal here at the station, and as long as I'm given this microphone, this opportunity that God has blessed me with, I want to not only call out the wrong in our world and what's going on, but I also want to bring a message of hope and ways that we can roll up our sleeves and add to and be a part of the solution, right? And I've shared this many times that the reason that I have hope is because of who I hope in. And I put my hope in God, my faith in Jesus Christ, and I know it's been empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it's in that day-to-day asking God to use me where I'm at, where I'm planted, bloom where I'm planted, that I get encouragement and hope, even in these difficult times. And in an opportunity for you, a listener, and I know we have many listeners with many different beliefs and backgrounds, but we're all focused on conservative issues, and I get that, and I honor that today. And I want to bring resources to you, because just yesterday, while we were interviewing my friend Danielle Bethel, who's with the Chamber, Kaiser Chamber of Commerce, it really moved me when she shared nine businesses that she has dealt with, nine professionals, nine business owners have struggled with thoughts of suicide. We are living in difficult times, and it's dark times in some people's lives, and we have to be that message of light and hope. And in that effort to bring that, I want to bring resources, like I said. And coming up this weekend, there's another opportunity. And in the studio with me right now, I'm going to introduce to you someone who is light and hope and brings resources of encouragement in our community right here in Salem. And he's been a leader through this time, through the COVID-19, bringing people together in an effort of prayer and worship. I am so pleased to introduce our friend Jim Moore. Pastor Jim Moore, hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Thanks
so
for having me.
So good to see you today.
Yes, it's a good day.
Thank you for being here. And, you know, Jim, Pastor Jim, it's hard to sometimes stay encouraged. You know, I have known the Lord since I was 14, and I was the first in my family to declare and make a decision to move forward. And I know in my life, and if someday I'll have a chance to share my story, my testimony, it was a dark time in my life.
Yeah.
And it was actually when I was living here in Salem. And I know what I know because of what I've seen over my 50 years of God's faithfulness in my life. I can attest story after story that God in my life is real.
Yeah.
And I honor other people who haven't had that experience. I honor that they don't know what I know yet, but I invite them to ask questions.
Sure.
And learn more. How do you bring hope? Yesterday was a hard day for me, struggling with the fact that there's so many people out there that feel so hopeless.
Mm.
What kind of words of encouragement can you give to someone this morning on that?
Well, thank you. That's just a great, great question.
Mm-hmm.
I do a program every morning at 10 o'clock on Facebook. It's a live program, and I talk a lot. It's called Words of Encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, the funny thing about me is I didn't really intend on calling it that, but God really just placed that in my heart. And I found that our hope, you know, we all need hope, right? We all need to know hope means that we're looking for a better day. We're
right.
Looking for things to get better. And if our hope lies entirely in our natural circumstances getting better, then, I mean, that's for sure. We want that, right? We
mm-hmm.
want, you know, the job to go better, the family, all of that. But there needs to be something that all of those hopes can be anchored to, a deeper hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was Paul that said, if we have only the hope of God in this life, mm-hmm. then we are of all men most miserable. And what he was basically saying is that, you know, the hope that we have for the future needs to be anchored in something eternal.
Mm.
It needs to be anchored in something that's not going to move by the winds of politics or the natural conditions of life, how much food we have, how much money we have. And as believers, we know this. We know this to be true. But yet, the world pushes so hard on us about, you know, look at what's happening. It screams at us to be afraid or to panic or to say, you know, you have got to make this and that happen in order to, you know, to survive. And it doesn't surprise me that people are thinking of ending it all, because when our hope is only in our current condition, then when the current condition doesn't look like it's going to change, there is no more hope for us. There, I mean, we feel like there's no more hope. There is obviously always hope. So I just keep encouraging people, look to the rock from whence you were hewn. Look to the God who made you. 90-some percent of people in America believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But what perhaps they need to do is find hope now in Him, and from that place of strength then begin to have the confidence that, you know, things will change, things will get better, because they always do.
And there, oftentimes I will say, when we know whose we are,
right,
we know who we are.
That's a great way to say it.
And so the pandemic truly in America is an identity crisis.
When it comes right down to it, yes, it is. I tell our guys all the time, we do a weekly Friday night at the House of Prayer, and I tell them I am not subject to a sickness. I'm not subject to a disease. I live in this world like everybody else, and I cannot be foolish. You know, we don't step out in front of cars.
Right.
You know, I don't kiss my spouse when she has the flu and
exactly.
is running at the nose. I mean, we all do that. So I tell some of, you know, the more zealous people, let's not be hypocritical about this. You
mm-hmm.
know, there is real stuff that's happening. But at the same time, I don't live in the fear that I'm going to get that. I can't afford to live that way. And so I take caution, but my life is not subject to coronavirus. It's not subject to when I get in my car every day, if I'm going to become one of the 40,000 people, I think it is, a year that
mm-hmm.
die in their car.
We
cannot live like that. And God doesn't want us to live like that. Yes, take precautions. I make sure my vehicle is in good running order.
Right.
You know, and I make sure this vehicle of my body is running
right.
well too. And I don't do foolish things, but there is an extreme opposite to that. And we have to be able to acknowledge what that extremism is. There are two extremes, really. And so I just I tell people, listen, if I get sick, I get sick. You know, if God calls me home, He calls me home. But that disease is not going to call me home.
Right.
That disease is not a control of my life. God is in control of my life. And if I'm foolish, then I step out of His control, and that's one thing. And so everyone has to decide what that level of wisdom or foolishness is.
But. And that circles back around a personal responsibility.
Right.
Again, when we know whose we are,
yes.
we have identity in who we are,
right.
grounded in our Creator, in God, in a relationship with Jesus Christ, powered by the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom
Amen.
To walk out our days.
Yeah.
And if we contend with the flu, the virus, the, you know, diagnosis of whatever, we know, because we know who we are,
yeah.
that we're going to get through this and that we'll be right where we need to be. Now, fear plays a big role in that, and fear itself is a virus. And I think
yes.
when we get back from this break, I want to go into that a little bit, and
sure.
then we're going to talk a little bit about some exciting things that are going to happen here in the next week or so, okay?
Yes.
All right, so you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in today. This is a day of hope. My intent today is to bring encouragement, inspiration, and hope to you, my friend. Keep your dial right here. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, I'm stepping on my way. Good morning. This drink can give me just what I need. I can feel the whole.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you, reminding you to get a copy of the Best of the Willamette Valley 2020, 329 businesses that you voted the best right here in the Willamette Valley. Get your copy today. You can go online, bestofthewillamettevalley.com. In the studio with me, hanging out, is Pastor Jim Moore. He's with the Salem House of Prayer, and I want, as an effort to bring encouragement and hope, I want to have someone in the studio at least monthly, maybe a little more often, that can give us some hope spiritually and be a counsel. You know, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and it is so incredibly important that we identify that part of our existence, that we are here for a purpose. And when you think about this, and call me Pollyanna positive, I've been called in that before, but for such a time as this, which mm-hmm. is an expression from Esther, the book of Esther, which, mm-hmm. by the way, never mentions the Word of God. It's a faith-filled book in the Bible, and I encourage you to read it. But for such a time as this, you, my friend, you and I were created to live right now.
Yeah.
Do you think that's by accident? I don't think so. In fact, when you open up your Bible and you read in the Psalms, Psalm 139, it says that he knew you. Our Creator God knew you when you were in your mother's womb.
Hmm.
He knows you. He hems you in before and behind. He has a plan for our lives. He planned that we would live right now. How are we going to occupy until he comes? What are we going to do about that responsibility? And I know so many friends are frustrated. And to live in Oregon, I had people say, why are you moving back to Oregon? It's so oppressive there. Because I believe we are called to be back here for such a time
Amen.
As this, for the message of hope, to be light and love to everybody we encounter, even if they don't think like us, right? Especially if they don't think like us.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that effort, I brought Pastor Jim Moore in to come and talk and bring some encouragement and hope and tools on how we can continue to be the love and light to those we encounter who don't think like us, who are caught up in the hysteria and the chaos of the world, and they think yellow man bad, and they think their world is ending because of who's elected right now and leading the country. And again, where do we put our hope?
Yeah.
So how do we communicate, Pastor Jim, with those who don't think like that? What's a good way to reach them? What's your kind of rule of thumb when it comes to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like one of the things that, and if you believe in an invisible God,
mm-hmm.
I tell people I have an invisible friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you
right.
believe in, then you have to believe in an invisible enemy. So that's one of those identity
right.
things you need to know. And we have an enemy that wants us to believe those dark things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to decide, first of all, what you're going to believe and how to communicate. You can only give to people what you are.
Right.
And so that's why we emphasize identity so much. And
mm-hmm.
we talk about strengthening our belief system, because everything we do flows out of not what we say we believe, but what we truly believe.
Exactly.
So we got to kind of come back to that. All right. And that phrase you said is just a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
We're not temporary creatures having an eternal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are eternal creatures. If I, God forbid, were to drop over and die, like you've heard the testimonies,
mm-hmm.
my spirit man would be standing there
right.
looking at everybody around the hospital table
exactly.
going, why are they all looking at me?
Mm-hmm.
We go on. We are eternal creatures
mm-hmm.
having a temporary experience.
Right.
So regardless of what happens in the world, that's an anchor that
mm-hmm.
holds us. And so when we know also another part of our identity is that we are actually all the relationships of God speak to that, we are sons and daughters because he's father. We
right.
are who we are because of who he is.
Exactly.
We are his bride because he's the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
We're his servants because he's the master and all of these things. When you connect with those on a deep level, then you're able to give to people.
Mm.
If you believe that Jesus literally resides inside your body, that behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone open the door, I'll come into them.
Right.
That he's his spirit. Then it's about not just telling people facts and figures and giving them cliches.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being the Lord to them in their moment and representing the Lord to them. And so now that works better for people that already believe that. For people that don't and they've maybe had a hard life or whatever, then we just have to be sensitive and we have to just keep bringing them back to this fact that this life that we're living is temporary. The stuff that we're going through is temporary. It's not all going to end badly. Jesus said he wins.
Yes.
And love wins and his truth wins in the end. But as again, the scripture says, as things change, for better, what happens? Before life comes, the birth pains.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at right now. We're in these birth pains. So we need to learn to be able to be sensitive. Never diminish somebody else's pain that they're going through. I saw a bumper sticker that said, be kind. Everyone is going through something harder than you know.
Right.
And it's so true. And so if we're kind to people and don't feel like we have to force our agenda on them as much as we want to relate to them, we want to help them get through what they're going through. And again, comes back to relationship. You really get more done, being able to have a relationship with people. And then there is the mass media component,
mm-hmm.
to be able to I've got people that listen on the program I do that don't talk to me at all. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even consider them friends,
right.
You know, but they're listening and they're not, you know, giving, bad rebuttals, although some do, but really it's an opportunity. So I think the whole, internet thing that God has done, and I believe the Lord has brought mm-hmm. that to pass, is for good.
Yes.
But we have to not just focus on all the dark things that happened there, because there are a lot, but we need to say, Lord, how can I be useful with the tools that you've given us on the planet?
I think that's an excellent point. And our reality right now is that just like we need to build our immune system to fight off any disease or threat of disease, we need to build up our immune system spiritually.
So true.
To be in tune and to be aware. And if your mode of doing that was just going to things and not getting in the Word yourself and discovering and learning yourself,
yeah.
I'm challenging each and every one of us to spend time and get to know who He is, who God is, and how we can walk in that faith mm-hmm. and hope and power each and every day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday. Hanging out with Pastor Jim Moore with the Salem House of Prayer this morning, bringing encouragement and hope to you, my friend. Stick around. We'll be back after this. KSLM. And perhaps maybe you've been working in your yard this week and you have some things that you need to dispose of. I want to remind you that Clayton Ward Recycling, they'll take your stuff. Yes, concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, gravel, cardboard, newspaper, office paper, whatever it is. Most things, there's no charge. There may be some charges for some things, but you can certainly drop it off there. No waiting, easy unloading, fast and friendly service. Family owned and operated for 50 years. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. Hanging out in the studio today with Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer, bringing encouragement and hope. And we need a dose of that day in, day out. And I don't know what you do each day, my friend, to stir up your faith, stay encouraged, keep your eyes focused where it needs to be. And, you know, it's tough. We need to continue to stand. We don't need to cower in the corner and be in fear. Fear is a real emotion. I don't want to dismiss that. But when we give into it and base everything off of fear, false evidence appearing real, we are in a wrong place. And we are putting ourselves in a place that could lead down a path that causes all kinds of anxiety and stress. But when we focus on faith and we focus on what we know to be true, it changes everything, perspective. And so maybe you're wrestling right now even with a potential diagnosis. Maybe you're wrestling with a news of a family member that's in the hospital, as I have had this news yesterday. My grandmother's in the hospital. Mm. She's 93 years old. You know, fear can set in. And yet I also know that she knows the Lord. And I know that she's lived a long life and a good life. And I'm selfish in that I want to see her again. You know, I'm going to South Dakota in August and I want to see her again. But whatever you're facing today, and that's part of the reason why I picked the Overcomer song. No matter what we're facing, over, around, under, or through, in faith, we can conquer it. If we have faith as a mustard seed, we can tell this mountain to move, right? And prayer is in our tool chest. Connection with community is part of it. And it's an interesting time that we live in, that we're so isolated. We are designed to be together in community.
Yes.
We're isolated. Who thought that a simple virus, and it's not simple, and I'm not minimizing it, but this threat of this virus has dismantled the church across the world. And we find strength and encouragement gathering together in a spirit of faith and in the spirit of truth, in a spirit of worship. How are you getting encouraged today? Pastor Jim, as we look at ways to stir up our faith, as we look for ways to get plugged in, and some people, I've heard some Christians pretty strong saying, I never thought Christians would be so weak and so captivated by fear that they would give in so easily and not put up a fight and say, no, you're not telling us we can't meet. No, you're not telling us how we're going to meet, you know. And I know some bold, brave churches have come together and they tried the legal method here in Oregon. There's lots of different strategies that they're trying and trying to stand and keep getting pushback, keep getting pushback. Do we just give up? What do we do?
No, absolutely not. And I think one of the issues about COVID and the restrictions that have come as a result of it is that there is the confusion. And of course, the enemy loves to work in confusion. You know, we started out with this not really knowing what we were dealing with. And, you know, one of the lowest common denominators, or perhaps highest, if you want to say it, is the fact that we all care about each other. We don't want people to get sick. We don't want mm-hmm. people to get hurt. So much of this was based on the transmission of a disease that you don't even know you have. You could have for 2 weeks and not even know. And so there's this fear. I mean, fear immediately comes in. And what are we going to do? Well, when you don't know the outcome or what's happening, you tend to go to the most extreme. We got to cover all the bases. We got to do everything. I was willing to do that. You know, most people that I know didn't immediately, you know, we're not anti-government. We're not, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're pro-people.
Right.
And so we're willing to do whatever. I mean, gosh, yes. You know, I don't want to go out and, as our illustrious governor has said, accidentally kill someone. You
right.
know, and that's it, which is not really accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, we really didn't know. So now the science is overwhelming that things were not as we predicted them in the beginning. So at what point does something that looks legitimate and to some degree is legitimate, I believe, but at what point does politics enter into it? At what point does government say, hey, this is really useful for us? You know, this is really making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a meme the other day, and a little tongue-in-cheek, it said, what are we going to do on November 4th when everyone gets healed of corona?
Right.
And so, and again, I'm like you, I do not. One of the things that the Lord spoke to me in the very beginning is he said, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
He told me three things that I felt in my spirit, he said, mm-hmm. and no one has to agree with it, but I felt like he said, first of all, it's real.
Right.
So the sickness is real. Number two, you don't have to be afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really helpful. And then number three, you do need to be concerned about how people respond to it. Well, that number three thing has expanded greatly.
Yes.
And the response that we've seen from people of faith, people who are not of faith, whatever, has been really, it's been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, there are many, in my opinion, who are just refusing to see what science, I mean, let's go by what the science says.
Mm-hmm.
So pushing back on the government, I think my concern is, all right, we have been given rights, and we need to know when those rights are being trampled upon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about, and I said this to a group the other day, this is not about lazy Christians who are crying in their soup because they don't get to go outside or they don't get to do this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about our inconvenience.
Right.
You know, because we in life are inconvenienced often. It is about the truth.
Yes.
And it's about standing up for what's right. And it's about, hey, wait a minute, is somebody out there using this for their advantage?
Mm.
And if they are, and they're doing things that are not legal, or, you know, Constitution is actually the law of the land. It
right.
is the supreme law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
So when we break that law, it's not just about my being inconvenienced. It's about whether or not those who are supposed to be accountable to the ones they serve are doing the right thing.
That is spot on. And I think that's where the sifting happens.
Yeah, yes. And it takes some thinking.
You have to think. Yes. And you can't just take talking points from mainstream media
right.
that are so wrong.
Yeah, on either side.
On either side.
Yeah, you
and
have to
so
think about it.
The critical thinking aspect, and I've said this over and over again, we see all these charts and things engaging us every day, but we don't have the common sense chart.
Right.
That
right.
says, come on, people, common sense here. Let's do some strategic thinking about the facts and verify what we're hearing. And when we see things like the school district promoting how you need to vote,
that's crazy.
Just openly and blatantly. And you and I know, because of our groundedness, us in our faith, that our battle currently is not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
It's a spiritual battle. And John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes around and says, I've come to give you more abundant life.
Yes.
And so where are we putting our hope today? Where are we going to for strength and wisdom and answers? I am encouraging you. I'm imploring you to look at the Word of God and to cry out today. And I want to tell you, there's nothing. I will testify. I know people who have had a past that is... you could write a movie on, you know,
yeah.
There's things that have happened in their lives. And when they've experienced the joy of the Lord, when they've experienced that new life, they just went to him and said, God, forgive me. I believe in you and I believe you can forgive me. And I want to start fresh. They did that. And they are a new creation. And that's offered to any of us.
Amen.
Of us. None of us are exempt from that. There's nothing that any of us can do to separate us from the love of God.
Yeah, there's a shaking that's going on right
yes.
now. And I think the most important part of that shaking is my life with God. We all are on a timeline.
Mm.
We're all coming to the end. And that's not Bible faith, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
That's just plain reality. Even if you don't believe, if you're listening to the program and you don't believe in God, here's the truth. You're going to pass. You're going to, we're all moving towards the end.
Here's a stat.
Yeah,
and one out of one died.
Yeah, I heard that. I read a statistic, 10 out of 10 died.
Yep.
So, you know, we want to avoid looking at that. We don't want to look at that. But really, that's not a bad thing to look at. It's a good thing because then we are ready for whatever comes. And so, again, it circles back to that issue of identity. You know, the shaking that's going on first ought to touch our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scripture says that. Jesus said that he's going to shake everything that can be shaken. So what cannot be shaken remains.
Right.
So,
and I have a famous expression, God's not surprised by any of this.
That's right.
So how are we going to respond? We can be in control of our response.
Yeah.
And we can walk in faith. We can walk in love. And part of the thing that frustrates me about this mask mandate is it's hard to gauge where people are at. Yes, you can see in the eyes, and I'm pretty high on the emotional intelligence chart, but reading that face expression, and for me, I don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
And so I'm smiling. Everybody's masked up. I'm smiling and loving on people, you know,
yes.
and that makes me sad.
Yeah.
And it brings that hopelessness into our culture.
Yeah.
And it's of concern. And so my prayer, as we talk about these events coming up, is that we can get unmasked, that we can get back to living, that this can be exposed for the lie that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that we have healing in our land.
Yeah.
And we know that scripture, right? If we call out to God and ask him, repent, turn around, go in a different direction, he promises he will heal our land. Who would have thought 6 months ago when we were talking about that, or a year ago talking about that scripture, that literally we need that physical manifestation, that healing of our land.
Well, and here again, it comes back to this. We feel like if our politics got corrected, that would heal our land. And there's some truth to that.
Mm.
Or if this changed, or if the economy changed. The Lord didn't say, if, you know, politics change, I'll heal your land. He said, if you pray and turn, then I will heal your land. So it's foundational again.
Individual responsibility, individual hearts between them and their maker. That's what it's all about, really. We think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday, bringing you encouragement, education, empowerment, and hope. We'll be back after this.
good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are. Salem, Silverton, Kaiser, Staten, Independence, Monmouth, Woodburn, Arkansas, South Dakota, Texas, wherever you are today. Thank you for tuning in on this lovely Wednesday morning, bringing you a dose of hope and encouragement as we continue the conversation. We really are human beings, spiritual beings having a human experience, and it's important that we connect into our faith and what we believe and why we believe what we believe, and being able to give an account to others around us, being that dose of hope and encouragement is so extremely important. And I get it. I have days, you know, and I want to address this. This is why I like the Psalms in the Bible, is that every human emotion is experienced in the Bible. David was a great leader, a great king in the Bible, and he was anointed by God to be a king, and he had every single emotion. That's why I like the Psalms. And so there were high times and excited and victorious times and very low times, and you may be walking through a really low time right now, and it's okay. But it's not okay to stay there, okay? Stir up your faith. Focus on joy. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And I can preach all day. I have a background from Christian radio, and I know that's not the format of this radio station, but it is the format at times of my show, and I feel like it's needed to bring some encouragement. And Pastor Jim Moore is here, and there's some great things going on in our community over the next little bit, and I wanted to share them with you. Jim, tell us a little bit about what's happening here starting July 10th through the 18th, I believe.
Yeah. Well, it's a big weekend and a big week. We've got an event that we've been doing now. This will be our sixth year, once a year. You know, the nation of Israel, by mandate from the Lord, was asked to come together. So our concept is called David's Tent. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's the name comes from David decided he needed the presence of the Lord in his city, not having the ark in some other place. And so he went and got the ark and brought it there. And then he set up night and day worship and intercession 24 hours a day. You know, it's in the Bible, every hour, a new team of people, 4,000 musicians, you know, 200 some singers, crazy. And did for 33 years. Mm-hmm. So he put a high value on the presence of the Lord in the city of David, in the city of God. So we do this thing called David's Tent, and we've been doing it now again for 6 years. And it's really about calling the state of Oregon. So Israel was called by God. They had seven feasts, I'm sure you're aware, and they said, at least three of those I want you to come, and if you can't manage that, at least one. So at least one time a year, God said, let's everybody come together. And the important thing about this is we all work in our own cities, right? I mean, we're here in Salem. Salem's my city. I work for the good of my city. And so very much like a state legislator works for their region, you know, for a part of the year. But once in a while, we lay down our city personal church agendas, which are of God. Mm-hmm. And then we come together and we say, hey, we're going to sow into the greater good of our state. Mm. Okay. So Oregon has a destiny. Jason Lee, Methodist missionary, pioneer, he didn't come to establish a city. He came to win the lost. Mm-hmm. And he was answering what's called the Macedonian call of the West, where people begin to come this way to say people are over there that don't know God. And so our state has a destiny. We come together and say, what matters the most? Okay, we've been talking a lot about foundations this morning. What matters the most? Well, what matters the most is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And there is a time we need to get up off our knees and do something. I'm a firm believer in that. But you don't pray one time and then come back and then then it's done. It is a serious, serious time, Stacey, and we're living in right now. I don't know of anyone that doesn't go, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. So this crazy time means we ought to be doing some crazy praying.
Yes.
And so starting next Friday night, 6 o'clock, we will start a 24-hour worship and prayer event in the tent. And so people from all over the state of Oregon. One year we had 100 groups from, well, groups from 100 different cities. So so it really is a statewide mandate. And they will come, and every 2 hours they will praise the Lord, and they will worship. And worship is powerful. It routs the enemy. And again, these are the weak, what we call the weak instrumentalities. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not natural. They're not carnal. They're not fleshly, but they are powerful because God says they're going to be, because God is the one that's listening and he's the one that's watching. So when we take him at his word and we say, okay, we believe that worship moves things in the spirit, in the spirit, and we believe that you're listening, you're on your throne listening to us pray. And that is going to make a bigger difference than everything else combined, because you can touch everything else that we do after that point. And so we come together every 2 hours, a new church team from Baker or, you know, Albany or whatever. And then this goes on nonstop for 8 days.
And so participants can come and be a part of, while the worship is happening, they could come and join in a spirit of prayer. And it's 24 hours from the 10th through the 18th, correct?
From the 10th, so it's Friday to the following, not the following Friday, but the following Saturday.
No matter what the weather is.
No matter what the protests do.
No matter what the protests is going on.
Because that's
going
to happen this weekend.
Where on the Capitol grounds, where exactly is it at?
So we meet right across the street from the from the Capitol steps, the main steps where all of the protests and things happen. So we're actually in the fountain area right across the street, and that's where we've been every year. And so this weekend, we've got actually two protests, kind of opposing sides that are happening. Just like last weekend, if you watch the news, it was kind of a hairy deal last week. So we're actually asking people, please come join us. You don't have to be a worship team to come. You can, anybody can just drop in and pray. And we feel like we're going to be a stabilizing force there in that, and we're going to be appealing. So we've got a picture on the website for Davidstown, Oregon. It's davidstownoregon.org, and if you go there, there's this beautiful picture that we took at the nighttime, and it's got the Capitol in the background, so and then the tent in front of it. So you've got this picture of the seat of man's government, and then the government of God, Isaiah 16:5, that says, I'm going to put my throne in the tent of David. It actually says that. And so so we're appealing to a higher. We're not anti-government. We're anti-devil. We're anti-darkness. We're anti, you know, hatred and all that. So we're appealing to the Lord, and that will happen. Then on Sunday, there is also a Capitol event. Jeff Krupp, a friend of mine who does the program right before yours.
This morning.
He, we're helping him put on a rally, and it's not a protest, but it is a group of believers, Christians from all over the region, the Willamette Valley, who come together and say, we believe it's our constitutional mandate to be able to meet. And so we meet and we gather. We tell people, leave your signs at home, but bring your scripture, bring your Bible,
what
bring your heart.
What time is that at?
And
on
that's
Sunday?
Sunday night. So right in the middle of these 8 days of Davidstown, on Sunday evening, we will walk across the street over to the Capitol steps at 6 o'clock in the evening, and we'll do about 2 hours of collective worship. And then the tent will keep going on until the end of the next weekend.
A testimony that I have, back in 2008, I had fallen down a flight of stairs. And I got to go to a conference down in Florida in worship. I had surgery, but they said I would never have feeling back in my leg and foot. And during worship, this was 8 months after my surgery, I got my feeling back in worship. So I know God is real. I know he can testify over and over, tell you tons of stories. And I want you to experience that as well, my friend. Thank you for tuning in today. Be encouraged. How can they get a hold of the house, Salem House of Prayer?
So we've got a website, of course. It's just our name, salemhouseofprayer.org. If you go to .com, I don't know where it'll take you, but .org. And then Davidstown has got its website, too.
Thank you, Pastor Jim, for being here. Let's do this again soon,
Let's do it. All right.
Thank you, my friend, for tuning in today. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing, remember, you're an overcomer. Have a blessed day.